Well, hello guys. Long time no hear, right? Well, I don't really do a lot of videos anymore. I've got loads of videos out there if people want to just listen to them. I've said it all, haven't I? Well, maybe not. And anyway, I see a lot of young people now, young men, who become preachers, as it were, who know all the answers. I don't know how they know all the answers, because I don't know them yet myself. But let them get on with it and see how they get on. But things aren't getting much better, are they? But I'd just like to take a few minutes and talk about this Johnny Bett and Amber Turd. Well, something like that, isn't it? The trial, you know. Almost a show trial. But you do notice that there's not a lot of femmes out there screaming and yelling about Amber Heard and the way she treated her man, as it were. There's a couple, but not very loud, right? But Amber Turd actually displays the nature of a femme. Perfectly. They're all nicey-nicey at first to get in close. You can't do a lot of damage from far away, so they get in close and gain the man's trust. And then, whammo. And it's not hard to understand why in the 1600s that femmes were confused with witches. But the new thinking is they don't exist. Well, I believe they do. Now, I never really followed Johnny Depp. I saw him in Edward Scissorhands and Captain Jack, of course. But he was your typical Hollywood actor. He was good in some of those things he did, I thought. And, of course, typically they took drugs as well, as all Hollywood actors seem to do. But since I've watched him a couple of times in this trial, he comes across as a pretty decent, honest guy that got railroaded by a femme. You see, to the femme, Johnny Depp had everything. He had star power. They could get attention if they were close to him. He had money, which is the most important thing to any femme, whether they say otherwise or not. And he had success. So what they gotta do is get in close, get his money, and destroy him. But how do they do that when he's a reasonably decent guy? Well, lies and deceit. Character assassination is what they use. And there's usually no proof at all. Accept their word. And Amber Turd has shown that they will go to any lengths to do that. Morality doesn't come into it. The reason why Amber Heard exists in the first place is because society allows it. That's because she's a femme. If she was a man, there would already be a restraining order on her, and she'd probably be in jail or both. But only the femme can get a man into court with just her word, without any proof. You're walking along a street, and about 8 paces to 10 paces in front of you is a femme, a fairly young femme. You don't know her at all, and she doesn't know you. She stops and turns around and yells, "Rape!" The police will come. You will be arrested and taken to jail without an ounce of proof. Oh yes, there's something wrong with our society for sure. And it's because the femmes are so oppressed by the patriarchy. And if you believe that one, I got some land to buy on the moon. And I think Johnny Depp is really just trying to clear his name. He's not after any financial settlement or any kind. He just wants the truth to get out there. Myself, personally, I never did like Amber Heard. Always felt there was something, you know, not right about her. But I didn't expect it to be as crazy as a hatter. As she is. And the sad thing is, even if Johnny Depp wins this, the truth may get out there, but she still will not pay. And I don't mean financially. She will not take responsibility for what she has done. Just remember, guys, that Amber Turd, that's the femme nature of every femme. Maybe not as extreme as she is, but still the same. I don't know what you guys think about it, but at least Johnny Depp is getting a chance to tell his story. A lot of men didn't get that chance, did they? In all the court cases in divorce or anything to do with maternity or anything involving a femme and a man, the man is always the abusive one. Where in reality, it's the other way round. At least what I've seen in the relationship I've gone through in my life. Not mine, other people's. But a lot of men are too embarrassed to say anything. And if they did say anything, nobody would believe them. Maybe they're more likely to believe them now. And here's another charge that men are getting slapped with many times now. Sexual misconduct. It's a bit vague, isn't it? Well, it could mean anything. And what it actually means is, if you have any sexual contact with a femon at all, it could be classed as sexual misconduct. So you men who are in a relationship right now, just be aware. There's an amber turd in all of them. All femons remind me of the story about the Trojan horse. Anyway, you take it easy out there, fellas. And don't do anything I wouldn't do, would you? Well, leaves it fairly open, doesn't it? Hey, I just got a new name for femons. They're scammers, aren't they? Professional scammers. Have you been scammed lately?
There you go, honey. I spent all day making that just for you.
God damn it. I told you to put the cream corn on top of the mashed potatoes. God damn it, how many times I've got to beat you to make you learn?